Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. I'm glad you're here. And I'm glad Cliff Inico is with us, ladies and gentlemen. Cliff's been with us before. He's a nationally recognized expert on growth and development of entrepreneurial companies. He's an attorney, a very accomplished attorney, and we've never held that against him. But he's also the author of a number of books, including the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book. And he's got a new book out, which I don't have a copy of yet, so I'll get him to tell us the title of it. Cliff Inico, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Lovely intro, by the way. Anybody who intros with Van Halen is a buddy of mine, I'll tell you that.
Hey, welcome back. It's good to have you back. And now tell us the title of the new book.
Okay, the new book is called the eBay Business Answer Book. What I did here, Jim, is I combed through eBay's community chat rooms and bulletin boards and pulled together the 350 most common questions that people were asking about specifically running a business on eBay, and I came up with my wacky off-the-wall answers to those questions.
All right. Well, I want to talk about some of those in a second, because one of the things that over the years, Cliff, as having been a business consultant to small business for a long time and now doing what I do for the last 10-plus years, a lot of people have come up to me and said, hey, Jim, I think I'm gonna try the restaurant business. Or I'm gonna try being a florist, or I'm gonna manufacture this thing, and I'm gonna try. Actually, I had that happen to me Friday. Somebody said, I'm gonna try something, you know, and I thought, wow, good luck. That's, you know,
yeah,
and,
really.
And if they don't ask me what I think, I typically don't, believe it or not, folks, I don't wander into their life. But the thing is, if you're gonna become a small business owner, trying it with that kind of attitude and that kind of commitment, you're almost certainly not going to make it. But
yeah.
Cliff, there is one thing that I think people could actually try, dip their toe in the water, see if they think they're going to like it, and if they don't, or if it doesn't go well, not get hurt too badly, and that's having a business online.
Yeah, I would agree with that. There are some businesses you can sort of stick in your toe in the water one toe at a time and work your way up your body like that. But to be honest with you, I agree with you. The vast majority of small businesses are full-time commitments. The restaurant business is 24/7, you know, which is one of the main reasons why the restaurant owners live above
actually
the restaurant.
It's actually 25/8.
Yeah, it's true. This is why all restaurant owners tend to live above the restaurant in a little apartment up there. That's why. It's the only way their families ever get to see them.
That's true.
I mean, whether somebody has a day job or they have an itch to try something entrepreneurial, the trick, of course, is to keep something evenings and weekends. I always tell people, if your business is successful, it's going to end up being more than an evenings and weekends commitment. There's no way you can shoehorn it into a 10 or a 20-hour week commitment. But I would agree with you. Online selling is one way that you can stick your toes in the water and see if the entrepreneurial life is for you. eBay right now has about 86 million unique registered users, and I got to believe that the vast majority of those
people are part-timers. Does that include sellers, or is that buyers and sellers, or
that's
just
buyers and sellers?
Okay.
I mean,
right.
It's an amazing community. I mean, they talk about 200. If you count multiple users, it's like 250 million. But the number that they've been throwing out lately is 86 million.
Well, I'm one of those guys, because I have bought a few things online. The folks around me buy on eBay, and I think maybe we've even. I haven't done it myself, but I think we've actually may have sold one or two things on there. But it's not. And of course, eBay is the big marketplace. It literally is that marketplace in the Ethernet, folks.
Here's what I always tell people. I say, first of all, if you're starting an e-commerce business, Jim, the best thing to do is, first of all, get a website of your own. Have somebody put up a little website, throw a few things up there, because there's only one one place in the entire internet where you can sell stuff and keep 100% of what you make, and that's the stuff that you sell on your website. Mm-hmm. You know, eBay's great, Yahoo's great, Amazon is great. These are all wonderful platforms. There are also some specialized platforms for, you know, niche type of products and services. But the best, but the only way that you'll ever, these places are all going to take a piece of what you make. It's only the stuff that you sell on your website where you can actually keep 100% of the net revenue.
Absolutely. You know, I heard a stat last week, Cliff, that just still blows me away. I couldn't believe that things hadn't gotten any better. Somebody told me a week ago, and then this is someone who should know, that 49% of small business owners still don't have a website.
I would almost believe
that. That boggles my mind.
Or if they do have a website, they have like an interior page, like, you know, whatever.com/resources/list/whatever.
Yeah.
By the time people get to you, they're dead.
Right.
You know,
right. Exactly.
You know, you need to get a website of your own. I mean, 10 years ago, people used to say, "Oh, there are some businesses that don't need a website." Not anymore.
That's right.
I go, whatever, the first thing people ask me is, "Cliff, where's your website? I want to know more about you." And if I don't have an answer, it's going to affect my credibility.
Well,
I'm going to look like a jerk.
One of my favorite stories is within the last year, my wife and I were walking around New York. We thought we knew where a restaurant was, but we couldn't find it.
Yeah.
And so we literally pulled out our phones, went to Yellow Pages or Yahoo or somewhere, and found their website and got their address
The
website.
That's right.
While
and
we were walking around, and we were a couple of streets over, and we just moved over and found the restaurant.
And more now, there are companies doing mobile directories where you can click on your cell phone and say, I feel like Chinese tonight. Show me all restaurants with a 10-block radius.
Yeah,
if you don't have a website, you ain't going to be on that directory.
That's right. That's right.
And
so,
that
folks,
GPS
it is, if you're going to sell something online, you have to have more than just a website. You have to have the e-commerce component, don't you?
Well, you absolutely do, yeah. And you can do this
Tell the audience what that is.
Okay. Well, basically, you have to have what they call the store setup, which is the automated checkout. I mean, you know yourself, if you've ever bought anything online, you want that to be seamless. You want to click on the item, it goes directly to the shopping cart, and it adds the sales tax, and it does everything.
Right.
You don't want
shipping,
to have to do any work at all.
The whole thing. Now, but folks, of course, first you've got to have a catalog. You got to have the products that you sell up there where people can look at it, can go back and forth easily to navigate, and then when they want to buy something, they can put it over into their shopping cart. They need to be able to go check their shopping cart. But all that's part of the e-commerce component, which includes the ability to then take their money, get their credit approved, and finish the transaction.
That's exactly right, and you can even get some things nowadays where shopping carts, where the shipping and handling is also taken care of.
There you go, and it used to be very expensive and a lot of trouble. Today, not so much. Cliff Inico and I will be right back. We'll take a quick break. Cliff is our guest. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'm your host. Here's Eric. Take us out. That's all I'm about for myself. If you please. Welcome back. It's 23 after the hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and askjim.biz. Check them out. Use them to your advantage. We built them for you, and we are creating information to put on there so you can have the maximum opportunity to be successful, including our visits with people like our good friend Cliff Inico, the author of the eBay Seller's Tax and Legal Answer Book, and then the new book. Cliff, tell us that one too.
Okay, that's the eBay Business Answer Book.
And these are available where?
Anywhere books are sold, online or off.
Yeah. And your own website?
Yep, is cliffinico.com. I'm going to have a new one coming up in about a month called succeedinginyourbusiness.com.
All right, that sounds good. And how many books have you written so far?
God, I'm up around 8 or 9.
8 or 9. Something under a billion copies sold, right?
Oh, yeah. No, that's right. Back in the 90s when I was doing the Money Hunt show on PBS, I did a whole bunch of books tied to that. And now with eBay and e-commerce, I mean, that's just a hot topic, Jim. We could devote 10 shows to this stuff.
Yep, absolutely. So we're talking about doing business online. And because, you know, Cliff, there's a lot of people out there who either want to have their own business or they've either, you know, some people have lost their jobs. Some people, most people haven't lost their jobs. I mean, we still got almost not record employment. Well, I think record employment, not record low unemployment, but we're still in the 5.5% range. The average unemployment, by the way, Cliff, over the last 30 years has been 6.1%. We're way below that. But I think even people who have jobs are saying, you know, I wonder how secure my job is, and should I start looking at something that would be a fallback or something to augment my income? And that's the reason why you and I are talking about this, the idea of doing business online, either through an online marketplace like eBay or any of the others, on any of the other online markets, or doing it on your own a website, with an e-commerce component. Cliff, I remember seven or eight years ago, saying, okay, you know, even if you can't afford to have an e-commerce component, at least put a catalog on your website so people can see what you sell. Today, I don't say that anymore. If you're capable of being in business at all, you can afford to have an e-commerce component, can't you?
It's an investment, Jim. And you got to look. You can't spend money. You can't start a business without spending some money. You're going to have to make an investment in this thing. And this is one of the things that you should invest in. Talking about eBay, by the way. I mean, eBay, of course, is a great platform, and they have what they call eBay stores now, where you can just throw a bunch of stuff up for $16.95 a month. I think that's it. They may have just raised it, but it's a pretty cheap way of getting on the web, testing the waters, seeing if there's anybody out there in Brazil or Russia who might actually be interested in buying your stuff.
And you actually can kind of just study the marketplace a little bit, see how things are going, pay attention. I mean, it's a great education, isn't it?
It is. I mean, most eBay sellers start by selling stuff out of their attic. I mean, no secret about that. Then they wake up. I call it the eBay magic moment, where somebody actually buys their kids' old, squeegee wheels.
That's broken.
Online, and they say, wow, we can actually make money. This guy's actually going to write us a check for $20.
Right, and they go nuts.
And they start going nuts, and they start throwing the kids online and everything like that. You got to watch out for that, by the way. That's illegal. But seriously, I always tell people, if you're serious about making money online, you can't do it being all over the place. You can't be in the jewelry section one day, the houseware section the next day, and then the antiques and collectibles section.
You need
the
to
next
kind
day.
Of become known for something, don't you?
You got to start building brand identity. A friend of mine puts it real well. He says on eBay, it's best to sell what you know, not necessarily what you love.
Or what you have.
When you go online, people are going to ask you a gazillion questions about this stuff. You're going to get emails every day from buyers. Is it this way? Show me a photo of the bottom. Show me how it looks this way. And you've got to be prepared to know that and to act knowledgeable. If your answer to all these emails is, I don't know nothing about this stuff, I'm just trying to clean out my attic because my wife's mad at me, it doesn't build credibility and trust.
People are more discerning about what they're buying online these days, aren't they?
They are, absolutely.
So now it's not just a matter of having a website. It's not just a matter of going ahead and making the investment of getting an e-commerce website. Mm-hmm. Now you've got to be a marketer. You've got to be a merchant.
You got to be a merchant, and you got to look at two things specifically, Jim. I always tell people there are two things that people are always going to be looking online. They're going to be looking for things that they cannot find locally, things that are hard to find. So, for example, there's a guy on eBay that sells typewriter parts. I have an old Smith Corona typewriter from the 80s, and that's what I use to type envelopes and labels and stuff like that. I'll admit to being low-tech in some aspects of my life. Whenever the ribbons run out, I can always go to this guy, and he always has the ribbons for these things. Yep. And I don't care. I mean, I'll pay the extra couple of bucks shipping, whatever, because I need these things. The other thing that people are looking for is they're looking for great deals on things that they can find locally. I needed a new briefcase last year, and around here to get a new leather briefcase is somewhere upwards of $175-$200. So I went online. I just went on eBay just for the fun of it. Typed in leather briefcase, specifications, and I found exactly the same briefcase from a guy in Texas that had wanted it for his son, but his son didn't want it. He went into another career, or whatever. So it only been used once or twice, and I picked up that sucker for $25 plus shipping. It was exactly the same thing as I could have gotten in a store here for $200. So those are the things that people are looking for online.
I think your point, though, is a good one. If you can become known for that, people will come back to you and they'll recommend you. There's some people online that I do business with like that. There's a guy he sells barber and shaving stuff. And I can get things from him I can't get from anybody else. And
that's
so I just go back every time and do business with him. Cliff, give us the website again, please, one more time.
Okay, cliffenico.com. That's CLIFFENNICO.com.
We're going to have Cliff back. He's going to talk to us about more of this in the future. Thanks, Cliff. See you next time.
You bet,
quick
buddy.
Break. It's right back after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.